We would all have heard of the Stolen Generations. On behalf of the nation, former Labor Prime Minister Kevin Rudd apologised to Aboriginal people who were removed from their parents and culture and placed with white families to be brought up white. That was 8 years ago. Since that historic event, Aboriginal children have continued to be taken from their families and placed in foster homes. A rally was held in Brisbane earlier this week to draw attention to the ongoing issue of Aboriginal people being taken from their families and ending up in white households.
As a young stockman, I used to ride my quiet pony round the countryside in a native camp. I'll never forget a young black mother, her cheeks all wet. Yowie, yowie, my brown skin baby, they take him away.
Brown Skin Baby, sung by Auntie Rhonda Collard. Auntie Rhonda was one of tens of thousands of Aboriginal children removed from their parents in the 20th century.
People think that stealing children stopped many years ago, but it's a practice that still happens right now, and it's devastating to the families and to the babies, because I'm part of the stolen generation, and I've also had three foster families. So I know it's a life-term sentence for these children, because they will struggle with their identity. They will struggle with, where do I fit into the society, because they will see white faces all around them and no one that looks like them. It's a lifetime sentence, because you'll feel a great emptiness within you, within your heart. And you think that your people didn't want you. But we are such beautiful people. We know how to rear our children up. Just give us a chance and stop this practice, because it's devastating our young people who are removed, and their families as well.
Would you say the Stolen Generations is still going on?
Definitely. It is still going on by this practice. As soon as they're born into the world, they're removed. It's something that lingers forever. Over the years, I can only speak from my experience, like, that bond had been broken and severed, and it takes forever to come back, and you still feel an outsider, even though you know you belong. You cannot.
Research by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare in 2012 showed the number of Aboriginal children in what is called out-of-home care at around 13,000. Figures such as Patty Gibson, a researcher from the University of Technology, Sydney, have said the Australian government has returned to an assimilation policy. Speakers at the rally questioned why governments are seemingly spending so much on removing children from their extended families instead of supporting those families when they are in need. Registered nurse Mary Moore from the Australian Legislative Ethics Commission called for the creation of an independent body to oversee child protection services around the country.
Australia is the government child-stealing capital of the world. I've just finished research on the world figures, and I can confirm that our government child protection departments have stolen more children per head of population than any other Western nation. Sadly, our governments have failed to learn the painful and destructive lessons of the past and have escalated the rate of child-stealing in the last decade on the ludicrous premise that it's better to take a child on an unregistered caseworker's opinion because they might suffer some risk of harm at some time in the future if they are left with family, while the federal government keeps apologising to one stolen generation after another and acknowledges time and time again the harm state governments have inflicted on vulnerable children and families for decades. Caused by the failure of the state child protection system, nothing has changed. We urgently need registration for all child protection workers so an independent government body can hold them to account for their misconduct. We urgently need a national complaints mechanism empowered with both investigative and prosecutorial powers, where parents and children can go with their evidence complaints of abuse, misconduct and crimes committed against them by the child protection industry every day.